Hi, folks. Joe Biden here. I'm sitting with Tim Lewis, a retired federal judge who was nominated to the bench by a Republican president, confirmed by a Democratic Senate within 4 weeks of a presidential election.
Hello, everyone. That's right. And I'm living proof that President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court, Chief Judge Merrick Garland, deserves similar consideration by today's Senate.
Not only because Merrick Garland is recognized, I might note without exception, by the right and the left as one of America's sharpest legal minds and a model of integrity.
But also because that's what the Constitution requires. The sitting president shall, not may, but shall nominate someone to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court with the advice and consent of the Senate. That includes consulting and voting.
Folks, here's how it works. For 17 years, I was chairman or the ranking member, that is the top opposition party person, in the Senate Judiciary Committee, which oversees nominations to the courts, all federal courts. I presided over 9 Supreme Court nominees, more than anyone alive. Some I supported and others I didn't. But every nominee was greeted by committee members. Every nominee got a committee hearing. Every nominee got out of the committee to the Senate floor, even when the nominee didn't receive under the rules a majority support in the committee to be reported out, because I thought the Senate should advise and consent, not the committee. And every nominee, including Justice Kennedy, in an election year, got an up or down vote by the Senate. Not much of the time, not most of the time, every single time. That's the Constitution's clear rule of advice and consent. And that's the rule being violated today by Senate Republicans. Nobody is suggesting that senators have to vote yes on a nominee. Voting no is always an option for any senator. But saying nothing, seeing nothing, reading nothing, hearing nothing, and deciding in advance to simply turn your back, it's not an option. The Constitution leaves open to a United States senator.
And it has real consequences for all of us. In the several months since Merrick Garland's nomination, we've already seen how the Senate's refusal to act is preventing the court from fulfilling its duty of interpreting what the law is and resolving conflicts in lower courts. This historic obstruction is leading to greater litigation costs and delays, the burden falling mostly on average Americans rather than corporations with endless resources. Unresolved decisions by the Supreme Court are leading to federal laws that should apply to the whole country being constitutional in some parts but unconstitutional in others. And if this continues, our freedom of speech, our freedom to practice our faith, our right to vote, our right to privacy, all could depend on where we happen to live.
And the longer the vacancy remains unfilled, the more serious the problem, the greater confusion and uncertainty about safety and security. You know, if you have 8 justices on the court, Justice Scalia himself wrote that it raises, quote, the possibility that by reason of a tie vote, the court will find itself unable to resolve significant legal issues presented by the case. And if Republican senators fail to act, it could be an entire year before a fully staffed Supreme Court can resolve many of the significant issues now before it. Folks, there's enough dysfunction in Washington, D.C. Now is not the time to spread that dysfunction from the Congress to the Supreme Court.
And we're better than what we are seeing. As a country, we are only as strong as the traditions we value, that we sustain by dedicating ourselves to something bigger than ourselves.
Folks, the defining difference of our great democracy has always been that we can reason our way through to what ails us, and then we act as citizens, voters, and public servants to fix it. But we have to act in good faith, for unless we can find common ground, we can't govern. So for the sake of the country we love, we all have to do our job. The president's done his. The Senate Republicans must do theirs. Thanks for listening. And I hope you have a good weekend.